We got started back when there was a presidential election in 1920, and for 102 years, KDKA has been doing this, talking news, talking with you, listening to you about the stories that matter most to you. But you know what? We're not the only one that does it. There are television stations that do it. There are other radio stations, newspapers and magazines. There are a whole bunch of different things, different places that you can listen to podcasts and to bloggers, and you can listen and you can read things on social media and things like that, too. The question is, where do you go about getting your news? How do you decide what is news? The information that comes in, it's all around us, but how do you decide what you're going to read or listen to or watch? And we're going to talk to somebody right now who puts together the Daily Rundown, and that organization, basically, the responsibility that he has is to allow other media outlets to look at what's out there and to make a decision about, is that something that our local listeners or viewers want to see and or talk about or think about? And his name is Jeff Crilly. Jeff, it is good to have you joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. How are you?
Good. I'm so thrilled to be on.
No, this is great. I know you spent 25 years doing television and affiliate television. I did about 20 years in it, so we've got similar backgrounds in that regard. Stops along the way for you in places like Lansing and Minneapolis and Dallas, and now your company is based there in the Dallas area. When you were each and every day in the daily news business, how would you go about in, say, Minneapolis or in Dallas, figuring out what stories you were going to cover or what you were going to do? How did you do that each day?
So in the TV world, what happened during my 25 years is they started to do overnight ratings, mm-hmm. which actually kind of messed up TV forever, I think. When I got into TV, this dates me, I was 83, and we got ratings books at the end of the month. And so you did a month of, news that you thought people would like, but you didn't actually find out how you did until after the ratings period was over. And then I remember by the time I got to Minneapolis, they had overnights. And overnights changed news because pretty soon we weren't necessarily programming the stories that the audience needed to know to make good choices. We started to program stuff that they would want to see. And I think that's kind of a slippery slope when companies are mostly focused on how many clicks, how many likes, how many shares, how many downloads will we get. It kind of corrupts the system, and I don't know if you've experienced that in your career, but the tail seems to be wagging the dog.
Right. No, it ends up being almost backwards. It's in terms of what is it that we can get people to watch rather than what is truly newsworthy or most important for people to see. There's little question about that. So how do you then go about assimilating as far as putting together, as you send out your rundown, if you will, how do you say, this is making news here, this is making news there, because you can't possibly read 150 newspapers in every market around the country. How do you do it?
So I find some news websites are fairly trustworthy. And what I mean by trustworthy is they try to play it down the middle. So my experience is like USA Today is pretty much down the middle. Why? Because USA Today gets delivered to hotels. And I think they're not necessarily thinking right wing, left wing. They're thinking mainstream. And so I trust USA Today to give me a fairly balanced story. I trust the Associated Press to give a fairly balanced story. But then when you start to look at organizations like Fox or CNN, you have people who are really kind of skewing to the right or skewing to the left. And to me, what's unfortunate is I think it's a disservice to the viewer. I don't know how old you are, but I grew up as a kid watching Walter Cronkite.
Yep, me too.
And if Walter said it, it was the truth.
That's the way it is on this particular day, period. End of story. Yeah, right.
You never needed a fact check. But
right.
Like as I wake up in the morning and I email out my daily rundown, it goes out to now 35,000 journalists. And I'm agnostic. There's, right wing, left wing, middle, mainstream journalists on that list. And journalists are critics. So I know that if I put this out and it's too slanted one way or another, I've got 35,000 journalists that will blow up my email with, hey, come on, Crilly, that's not fair.
Right.
So I really strive to be as down the middle as I can and pose questions that I think journalists are thinking. A good example of me kind of catching myself was the other day, Piers Morgan came out with a little sizzle reel on Donald Trump.
Yep.
Apparently, he had done an interview, and in the promo, it said Donald Trump storms off the set of Piers Morgan. And as I looked around the internet, I found a lot of stories kind of echoing that headline. And then I caught an article on NBC.com in which Trump was refuting the promo, saying it was sensational. I didn't storm out. He asked all the questions he wanted to ask. And I said at the very end of the interview, so I guess that's it. And Trump provided audio of the interview.
Mm-hmm.
And so before I pressed send to send that to 35,000 journalists, I said, oh, now here's a different angle on this. Maybe Piers Morgan sensationalized it and Trump didn't really storm out. And so as I'm putting that out, I say, did Trump storm out of an interview with Piers Morgan? Question mark. Trump is refuting this claim,
right,
releasing this audio, link to the audio. You be the judge. And so I felt like, wow, I kind of dodged a bullet there with 35,000 critics. If I hadn't found the counterpoint to the sensational clip, I could have been guilty of, being a shill for Piers Morgan, and that's not what I'm about.
No, and I think that's one of the things that, people say to me all the time, Rick, where do you get news? And I say, well, from all over the place. And it means, they say, what do you mean you're reading the New York Times if they're right-wing people? And if they're left-wing people, well, what do you mean you're reading, something over the Washington Post? Well, the point is you have to read both of them. You have to be able to open your mind to all sides of things. It doesn't mean that you necessarily agree with all of them, but how can you possibly know what the other side is saying, being a radio talk show host now? How can you possibly know what one side believes if you don't read what they believe? You can't just take it from what the other person says they believe. That's not fair either. And I think that is, to your point, Jeff, exactly what you have done. Is the rundown available to people who are not journalists? I mean, have you had people ask about that?
I have. I've resisted putting the public on this because in my daily emails, I actually give you cell phones for the expert that you could interview.
Gotcha.
And I don't think, my experts want their name and cell phone blasted all over the internet.
Right.
And so in 13 years of doing this, Rick, I've only had a handful of times when I had to take a journalist off the list because they, misbehaved. And most journalists are very respectful. They never bug the guest. And I tell my guests, hey, don't worry, when I line you up as an expert, these journalists are going to treat you fair.
They're
not
going to
barbecue you. And I found that it just so happens that the journalists that are on my list, they're not shock jocks. They're not doing it for theater. And so I feel fairly comfortable that when somebody comes to me to be an expert, that they're going to be treated well by the media.
Absolutely. Well, Jeff, thank you so much for shedding some light on what it is that you do and how you go about doing it. And again, it gives us plenty to talk about. But thanks for being here, and best of continued luck with what you've done with the rundown and transitioning from one thing to another. Well done.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Rick.
We sure appreciate it. Jeff Crilly with us here on KDKA.